Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life with Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health. You'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Wayne Anderson and Russ McCann.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Russ McCann, your host for today's show on Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk radio program. You're listening to us on the Transformation Radio Network, and we are so excited to be with you today. Dr. Anderson is not with us. He is out spreading the word. He's got a big, hairy, audacious goal to help America get healthy, and he's out traveling all over the country, helping people learn how to create optimal health in their life. And we're here on the Habits of Health Talk radio program to help you do just that. Stay tuned for the next hour, and we're going to help put you on the path to permanent weight control and help you create a healthier, longer life. During today's show, we're going to break down six simple steps to helping you create a life of optimal health using Dr. A's Habits of Health lifestyle program. Optimal health is really a journey to be taken one step, one habit, one day at a time. And I got a question for you this afternoon. If you could choose optimal health, would you take it? I think the answer is, of course you would. So the question is, why aren't more of us on this path to creating optimal health then? Do you think it's too hard? Are you afraid to fail at yet another diet program? Or do you think that you can't do it because it takes willpower and that's just something that you don't seem to have? Let me show you just how you can create a life of optimal health. I've had an opportunity over the last few days to spend about 3 or 4 days with Dr. Anderson and all the team at the Habits of Health Take Shape for Life system. And I had a chance to sit and visit with about 700 people who, if you sat down with each one of them and asked them those questions about whether or not they saw hope in changing their health or that they saw that they could do it or not, I think most of them would say, you know, when I first started down this road, this journey that Dr. Anderson's created, there wasn't much hope. And quite frankly, you don't need to believe that it will work. You don't need to believe that you can do it. Simply, all you need to do is follow these six simple steps to creating optimal health. And I can tell you that in my own life and my own experience, if I can do it, you can do it. I spent about 35 years in the restaurant business surrounded by food all day, all night, and it was just such a big part of my life. And now I've learned how to control those cravings and make better decisions that help move my life towards health for the rest of my life instead of towards the habits of disease. Optimal health is really a whole new approach to well-being that is based on creating health using the Habits of Health system. There's really three key components, and then we'll get into the six steps. The three components to being successful at helping you reach a healthy weight and create a new life is, first, get connected with a health coach. That's part of what this program is all about. Many of you listening today on the program have already connected with a health coach, and that's great, and I'm glad you're here. Make sure that you take full advantage of what your coach is there to do and to help you. A health coach is somebody there that will guide you and mentor you and be there as a resource and point you in the right direction, but they're not there to hold your hand. They will teach you the things that you need to do to empower yourself at creating this life of optimal health we've been talking about. The other component is tapping in during the weight loss phase to some pretty amazing products, medically formulated, scientifically balanced, that will help you incorporate a eating plan where you're going to learn to eat 6 times a day every 2 to 3 hours. And then the final component of creating a life of optimal health is really Dr. A's Habits of Health lifestyle system. And this foundation will help you create long-term support as you guide yourself through this journey of creating optimal health. And the path, really, we're going to cover the six steps in the time that we have this afternoon. And I want you to really write these six steps down. And if you don't get a chance to write them down, you can visit our website at habitsofhealthtalk.com. And right on the very front of the webpage, I put this big orange block that says a path to creating a longer, healthier life. And if you click on that, you can download some information that we're going to be covering in today's show about the six steps that will help you reach a healthy weight and create the foundation for optimal health for a more fulfilling life. However, it really starts with one basic step, and that's the step to decide to get healthy. And not later, but now. Prepare yourself to really create a life of optimal health. It really starts by you working with your health coach and ordering your optimal health products that will help you create the first month's worth of menu plan, that will help you learn how to eat 5 portion control meal replacements that are healthy grab and go, and help you learn the things you need to learn to create a lean and green meal that's healthy for you in order to incorporate all of the nutrients, the vitamins and minerals, the right amount of proteins and carbs, the right kinds of fats, the things that you need to keep your body, your machine working as you begin to lose up to 2 to 5 pounds a week while you're on this journey. So it starts with this decision, and get connected with a health coach, which will help you really understand the power that you have in your hand today as we talk about creating optimal health. There's a quick start guide that will come with your program that will give you the basic steps to carefully understand and answer the simple questions to follow the first part of the program that's really getting to a healthy weight. By recommending that you order the Habits of Health Lifestyle program along with your meals, it will help put you on the path. And this is a great program that includes a DVD, a terrific workbook called A Living a Longer, Healthier Life, and Dr. A's Habits of Health book. And you can find all three of those things by getting them from your coach, or you can also get them right here on habitsofhealthtalk.com. Right on the front of the webpage, there's a link to order the system, and you can do that today. But before you get started, there's a couple of things that I think would be really, really beneficial. The first is to take your online health assessment, and you can go right to our webpage, habitsofhealthtalk.com, click on the Habits of Health quiz, and take a whole assessment that will give you an idea of where you stand today so that you know where you're going to be when you start creating this healthier, longer life. And by setting goals that will help you achieve a healthy weight along with your health coach, you're going to be ready to start down this journey. Okay, so you've made the simple decision to get healthy. What's the next step? The next step is really following the 5-in-1 plan as outlined in Dr. A's book, where you're actually eating the 5 portion control meal replacements, the healthy grab-and-go meals, and the 1 lean and green meal each day. You're going to discuss with your health coach every day for the first 3 days the challenges that you face, how you feel, how you're coming along, what your energy level is like, so that they can help point you in the direction that will help you get into the fat-burning state so you'll lose up to 2 to 5 pounds a week. There's great support calls that are available to you that are outlined in your Quick Start Guide that your health coach can connect you with. There's a great website for you to register and participate on an online basis to communicate with other people that are going on this journey with you. And at the end of the day, what we want to do during this second step is helping you learn what we call the BSLIM lifestyle. And at this point, you know, it's essential to learn the BSLIM lifestyle and the behavior modification that will support lasting change and improved health. And when Dr. Anderson was creating the Take Shape for Life program and writing his book, The Habits of Health, Dr. Anderson investigated behaviors that people most successful, who were successful at long-term weight control, had incorporated as part of their daily lifestyle. And this BSLIM philosophy is an approach that really created an acronym. And B is for breakfast, the most important meal of the day that gets you jump-started, that gives you high-quality fuel, that gives you clarity of mind and really helps you begin the day. Exercise is the E in BSLIM. Incorporating really good, solid exercise on an ongoing basis that will help you incorporate a more active life. S is for support, where you're going to be able to get connected with a health coach, a bio network of resources with doctors and nurses and nutritionists all over the country that will help you learn the things you need to learn in order to incorporate a long-term lifestyle. Ella's low-fat meals 5 to 6 times a day so that you're continuing, even after you get to a healthy weight, incorporating eating 6 times a day every 2 to 3 hours, a good, healthy, low-fat, low-calorie meal. I is an individual plan that helps you every day decide, what am I going to eat? What is my energy level going to be? What am I going to do in terms of managing stress? And your health coach can really help you in this area. And M is monitor. Monitoring is very, very vital as you begin to gain back a few pounds, really working with your health coach of getting right back on the plan so that you can stay in check and keep your health weight at a healthy level. Number three, step three is transitioning to a healthy eating system where you're going to incorporate more whole foods, more fruits and vegetables, regulating portions, and learning how to live with a new lifestyle of eating 6 times a day. Step number four is creating a long-term health habit so that you can incorporate habits of motion, habits of sleep, continuing to stay connected with your health coach and Dr. A's Habits of Health system. Step number five is optimizing your health for your age. And that's a long-term strategy of making sure that you incorporate a good nutritional intake, recommended supplementation as you need it, and really learning how to live a longer, healthier life, which is really step number six in this whole plan of creating a life of optimal health. It is just that simple. Steps 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And all of us here at Habits of Health and Habits of Health Talk Radio will help you create this amazing life of optimal health. I'm Russ McCann, and you're listening to the Habits of Health Talk Radio program on the Transformation Radio Network. When we come back, we'll be joined by certified health coach Sherry Stiles Riles. So make sure that you stay tuned. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life. Join Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and you'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. For more information, visit habitsofhealthtalk.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Good afternoon. We're back on the Habits of Health Talk Radio program with Russ McCann. I'm your host for today's show. Make sure that you visit our website. It is full of information, including a way for you to get connected to Dr. Anderson's Habits of Health lifestyle system. Make sure that you click on the link on the very front of the website, which is habitsofhealthtalk.com. I'd like you to meet a very special friend of mine. Her name is Sherry Stiles Riles, and she's a certified health coach from Mount Laurel, New Jersey. With her husband, John, they are raising 2 great kids, changing people's lives in such a big way. Between Sherry and John, they've lost over 95 pounds incorporating the Habits of Health lifestyle program. Sherry, welcome to the program today.
Well, thank you, Russ. Thank you for having me. I'm definitely honored and blessed to be part of the call and Dr. A's mission of getting America healthy one person at a time and organizing my life and my husband's life and my family around what matters most.
Well, it's so exciting. It was nice to see you this weekend. I hadn't seen you in a while, and we get to see each other two or three times a year, and it was always great to see a big smile on your face as you begin to help people incorporate the habits of health system in their life. And what I'd like you to do at the very beginning of the program, for people that are listening to the program today, if you wouldn't mind just kind of sharing your personal journey and how you began to take control of your life and what that's meant to you.
Well, thank you, Russ. I'll do that with everyone, and it was great seeing you as well. I kind of wanted to start by, I put this as a fact of balanced plans for busy lifestyles, and I kind of think that the biggest thing is we're really too busy in today's world, and I was definitely a guinea pig of that. And what happened was, you know, I never really kind of considered myself overweight. You know, when people looked at me, they're thinking, okay, she's 5'2", she's about 150 pounds, and I didn't think that was overly that overweight. However, those 30 pounds I was carrying around kind of caused some issues, and that had been kind of creeping up on me over 10 years. I was a very active dancer, cheerleader, all that kind of stuff, young, and could eat anything I wanted to. So those habits kind of stuck with me.
Sure.
I got into corporate world and worked about 80 hours a week, slept about 3 hours a night, ran around with kids and sports and all the wonderful things that you do, and kind of thought it was normal. You know, I didn't think I was any different than anybody else out there when I heard the stories. The one thing that I kind of did different is eating twice a day kind of wasn't enough, but yet I wasn't hungry. So,
sure.
You know, why would I go ahead and eat anything else other than twice a day? And that's where my faults kind of started, and the sleep deprivation I didn't realize was an issue in my healthy habits. So, you know, going into it, I started having cholesterol issues and high blood pressure issues. I'm thinking, wow, I've got all these things going on. I was always kind of healthy and, you know, I had thyroid concerns. They went in and did a hysterectomy, and then all of a sudden the gallbladder, and I'm thinking, what am I doing wrong here? Not that heavy, so what's happening? And
sure.
Ultimately, the unhealthy habits of not sleeping and not eating caused a lot of inflammation in my system.
Sure.
So once I kind of had the wake-up call when they said, you know, we think you might have MS, which was a really scary thought. The other things didn't bother me as much. I thought, I got to do something about it. And I looked into the program after seeing a girlfriend of mine who shocked me. She had tried every plan in the world. And I walked up, I'm like, what are you doing? And she's like, you could do this. And I'm like, I'm too busy. I don't have time to eat six times a day. So
uh-huh.
She's like, no, it's grab and go kind of stuff. And we walked through the plan, and I'm like, I can definitely do this. The biggest secret I did, though, was actually setting my phone alarm every 3 hours.
Sure. Right.
Because being busy, you forget to eat, you know,
right.
And I had to somehow fix a way to go back on eating every 2 hours. So I got onto the program, set my phone alarm, and did the whole nine, you know, getting up at 7, eat at 7, at 9, 12, 3, 6, you know, and doing the program
sure.
the right way. And next
right.
thing I know, the weight started to come off quite significantly. And being on medications I was on, I thought, oh, this is going to go kind of slow. It still went rather fast. My energy picked up, and I started reducing the medications I was on due to the weight slowly one by one. Within 90 days, I did drop 30 pounds, and I
wow.
did get off all my medications.
That's great.
So it was wonderful. No more sleep apnea, blood pressure, cholesterol, all that. And then my husband decided, maybe I need to see what you're doing. So he got on it after, which I kind of joke because most of the time you want your family members to maybe do it with you to support you. But, no, there was all the bad food in the house the whole time I was going through the program. But then he decided to get on it when they gave him the warning signs of diabetes.
Sure.
So, you know, he had been dealing with the cholesterol and blood pressure as well. Our whole family reeks of that, heart disease and cancer, unfortunately. So we should have probably woke up before we hit our 40s, but we took a little bit of time.
Right.
And what was interesting with him and was really set the wheels in motion for me to feel so confident in helping others with this program is when he went on the program, he lost 50 pounds in 90 days, where I lost the 30. Men do lose a little bit quicker. But
sure.
what was really kind of neat is we had had his blood work right before he started the program. We had his blood work done 90 days later. His cholesterol dropped 89 points.
Wow.
And I had never seen that, and it was really kind of cool. So it's now lower than it's ever been. He's off all of his medication, and his sugar levels have been in line for about 2 years now. So health-wise, medically, we're kind of pretty healthy people going into our, you know, 50s. So we're real excited about that.
You know, it's exciting because, you know, many of us that live in the corporate world like you and I did, you know, sit at our desk and answering the phone and all these conference calls, and we're running from one meeting to another, and the last thing that we think about doing is eating. And like you, when I finally got on the program and realized that it was really easy, it was healthy grab-and-go items, something that I could do at my desk if I needed to, and began to lose weight, you know, it just seemed like I saw hope for the first time in a long time. Did you kind of feel it like all of a sudden it was like magic, and where did this program come from?
It was. I totally agree with that particular statement. I mean, it was like lighting the way. It's like, okay, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. I really think this can happen. And what was neat, you mentioned business meetings, and I think there's so many business people out there that think, well, we're just too busy. I'm in a business meeting. How can I have portion control meal replacements? Well, they're drinking, you know, coffee and having bagels and donuts and pretzels.
Right.
And for me to sit there and have a nice chocolate mint bar or a brownie or a mixed ready to drink, I fit right in with everybody else.
Sure.
And next thing I know, there were other people saying, well, I want to kind of eat some of the healthier stuff too. I didn't feel uncomfortable, and I really thought I would in the business setting, realizing that when you're sitting at a conference table, everybody's kind of munching anyway. I was just eating the healthier items, which was kind of neat.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting. I worked in an office, Sherry, with about 400 people, and it seemed like every day there was a birthday. And, of course, you have to have birthday cake, right? And so, you know,
you
out
do.
Come the birthday cake, and, you know, I'd go running out with my crunch bar or a brownie that I had made that was, you know, part of the meal plan. And I felt like I got to participate but didn't have to fall in the traps in terms of the habits of disease. And like you, once I started getting healthy, people started to notice and wanted to know what I was doing. They first wanted to make sure that I wasn't sick and had cancer. You know, people that have cancer often lose weight rapidly, and so people were afraid, and at least initially, to mention anything. But once they realized that I was actually getting healthy and taking control of my life, everybody wanted to be a part of it. So you've helped, obviously, you've become a certified health coach and helping other people look great and feel better. You know, what got you started on a personal journey to become a health coach? Obviously, you were in the corporate world, successful senior vice president, seemed to have the you know, the tiger by the tail, so to speak, and all of a sudden you made a major shift in your life and started helping others.
Well, I think, Russ, I've always had I guess the mission in my heart, or where I thought I was, you know, felt I was led to, you know, to do by God, was, you know, help others. And even though I was in corporate world and banking, you know, we were always helping people. It just got to be a very crazy, fast-paced life. And when I took a look at it and I took a step back and I'm like, I made my life actually improved. How could I turn this around and do what I do well in the corporate world, but turn it around and help people in something that's become an epidemic today? And just the stories and the enlightenment that you get out of people, I mean, it tickles me to hear, you know, I'm off this medication, or I can now tie my shoes, or, you know, I had a young lady recently that said, you know, her daughter came up to me and said, thank you so much for what you did for my mom. I
sure.
break out into tears. I mean, you can't get that in the corporate world anymore today.
Right.
And to get that piece of it, I was like, this is what
sure.
I've been looking for.
Right.
You know, to do what I do best. And I lived it and experienced it, and I think that made such a big difference. And people could not only see it, but hear my passion when I talked about the program.
So, but what made you decide to become a health coach?
Primarily, I looked at it where it started, really, with my family. And I kind of didn't go there initially when I first looked at being a health coach. But all of a sudden, you know, my dad, who had, you know, defibrillator, congestive heart failure and all of those things, still having cholesterol issues, when I looked, I was able to help him. And then I, you know, helped my mother, and my sisters together lost, you know, 70 pounds. And so I'm turning around going, it just became organic where, you know, people were like, if you can help them, could you help me? And that was something that made me say, you know, this is something that I would really like to do. So I decided to sit back and read some of the blueprint information in Dr. Anderson's Habits of Health book a little bit more detailed and say, how can I go out and touch more lives and spread the word? And so, you know, my tagline of what I use is, you know what, you can always be busy, life's always a party, but I like to inspire hope by lighting the way. So I try to guide them to what they're looking for. You know, what is it that they want out of life, and can I help them get there?
Sure.
So that's why I stepped into the arena of becoming a health coach.
Well, that's exciting, and I'm sure, you know, your kids are excited to see mom and dad, you know, getting healthy. And has it affected their life as well?
It has. I have a funny story about my daughter. She's an avid soccer player, And we were out at the soccer field at a tournament, and she was eating one of the healthy nutrition bars because, of course, it's high protein and very healthy, and she's very fit, 14-year-old, and she was out playing soccer, and the trainer took the bar away and said, "You can't have that candy bar between games." And she comes home and she goes, "Mom, I told her it was healthy. How come I can't have it?" And I said, "Well, maybe she just doesn't know, and I'll go talk to her, you know." Well, next thing I know, I get a phone call. She had not only compared the bar to everything on the market out there, but she gave me a call. She said, "I need you to come in and talk to the parents. They need to know that I'd rather have the children eat these kind of healthy items than the donuts or the things in between, even though they were having semi-healthy things and doing fruit and things like that. They really needed some of the high-protein energy things between these, you know, high-intense tournaments." So I was pretty excited to know that it's actually inspired my children to eat healthier. My son, who's very milk allergic, has read labels to find something very similar so he can eat healthy. So it's kind of really where, you know, open my cabinets now and you don't see the chips and you don't see the Oreo cookies and things.
That's pretty exciting. I'm Russ McCann, and you're listening to the Habits of Health Talk radio program. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion with Sherry. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life. Join Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and you'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. For more information, visit habitsofhealthtalk.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind body practice. IIQTC.org.
We're back, and you're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk radio program on the Transformation Radio Network. I'm Russ McCann, your host, and we've been talking with Sherry Stiles Riles about how to create optimal health. But before we continue, I'd like to invite you to visit our website at habitsofhealthtalk.com. And I'd like you to do two things. I'd like you to go take Dr. A's health quiz. There's a link right on the front of the homepage. And go take the health quiz. And at the very end of it, you're going to get a score that will just tell you how healthy or unhealthy you are. And what I'd like you to do is send me an email with your score. And you can send that email to score@hohtalk.com. That's score at hohtalk.com. Feel free to reach us after the program by telephone at 401-388-0778, and we'll be sure to get you connected to a certified health coach and get you on the path to creating optimal health. All right, Sherry, we're back, and I'd like to spend a little bit of time talking about, you know, we spent a little bit of time talking about your journey and what that's meant to your life and John's life and certainly the impact on the family. But I'd like to kind of have you focus a little bit on Dr. A's Habits of Health lifestyle program and how you've been able to incorporate it in your own life to improve life long term. And then maybe share a few minutes with how you're incorporating it with your clients, the people that you're helping go through this journey of creating optimal health.
Okay, thank you, Russ. Just like anything, if you don't, and I call it kind of the four P's, if you don't do a plan and put something in action, it's just a diet. And 85% of the people that go on diets gain it back. And that was probably the biggest thing that was my takeaway looking at Dr. A's Habits of Health is the four P's are poor planning, perpetuates procrastination, and you never get anywhere. So the Habits of Health kind of kept me on a guide. It kind of kept me moving forward throughout my program to make sure that I was learning as I went, because if you do a diet, you don't learn long-term how to keep it off. And you went over earlier with the group of the Be Slim, you know, that lifestyle we live it. But what was more interesting was going through the Habits of Health system made me actually do some things. First of all, you know, mind and soul. I mean, it starts in your heart, but if your head doesn't want to agree with you, you're still going to reach for those, you know, bad choices.
Sure.
So the whole beginning of the book with his Habits of Health, you know, chapters 1 through 7 practically, really go over how to make these things visually or make your head agree with your heart on a daily basis to, you know, stop first, kind of think about what am I doing, make a different choice, challenge yourself, and then really make the right choice. It helps you realize that, you know, cravings will go away in a few minutes. You know, have a drink of water, take a walk around the block, you know, go up the stairs and throw in a load of laundry, you know. Something kind of neat like that I wouldn't have thought of.
Oh, well, wait a minute. You can't tell me that doing laundry's neat.
Hey, come on. Yes, it is. I had one lady challenge me on that, and I said, okay, let's do something different. Let's play a game with your son, and don't step over the line to head to the cabinet in the kitchen. Go upstairs to the bathroom upstairs instead of going to the one in the kitchen. That way you won't open the cabinet. And it was a great, fun game, but it came from reading those first chapters of I've got to do something, you know, 21 days to get myself focused on a different habit, and then it becomes a permanent habit. So it was really neat. I think the beginning of the of his Habits of Health really helped us with that stop, challenge, and choose a little bit differently. The one chapter that I kind of jumped ahead that screamed at me, because you heard my story earlier, you know, where I slept 3 hours a night, and I used to say to myself, you know what? I'll make it up on the weekend. I'll sleep till noon on a Saturday. Don't bother Mom. I'm all caught up, and I could start my week over and go back through those habits. And even though talking with my health coach, I never shared with her that I didn't sleep but 3 hours a night. It wasn't a conversation that came up. We were talking about food. Well, all of a sudden, when I got to chapter 17 and I read Healthy Habits of Sleep, I realized, wait a minute, you can't make up your sleep. It's almost like you're a drunk driver driving. If you are not getting enough sleep, you cannot make that up. Sure. And that was a real eye-opener for me. You know, I've been doing this for so long, and then all of a sudden, I'm in my late 40s, I've got two children, and I had been working like that for years. Even though I had lost my weight, I was still struggling with healthy habits overall. So that chapter was very resonated with me, at least from a family standpoint, of I make sure I get my 6 to 7 hours of sleep, and I feel so much better, and I sleep much more restfully.
You know, we start our clients, you know, at this very simple spot of helping them learn how to eat, you know, every 2 to 3 hours and eating 6 healthy meals a day. And then beyond that, though, Dr. A's Habits of Health system really begins to help our clients learn that it's not a diet. It's really a lifestyle change. How have you been able to incorporate the Habits of Health system and help your clients really make that paradigm shift towards, you know, instead of looking at it as a diet, looking at it in terms of an opportunity for them to really control their life for the first time?
I think, Russ, what really kind of helps with that is when they're on the program, of course, they're motivated. So they have that, you know, teachable, coachable moment going through the plan where I can now direct them or guide them into things in the book as we're talking through things in their life now. You know, well, if you're going to go to a picnic, you're going to go to an event, what are the things that are challenging you? And then we can go to different chapters to take a look at, well, I'm not exercising right now, for example. What would that mean to me? And what will my life look like if I could begin exercising? And it really takes you through step by step how to go from a portion control meal plan into transitioning very softly into healthy eating and looking at what foods are your you know, your high sugars, your high carbs, taking you then into movement and how exercise can also help you, your sleep patterns, and then also overall longevity and optimal health. I think, you know, when you take a look at moving from, you know, taking the plan and moving it into healthy eating, I think that sometimes can be the biggest challenge. And if they can open up the book and kind of look at, oh, my gosh, I didn't realize, you know, bananas as a fruit was a very high fruit in sugar versus a lower fruit in sugar. Those kind of knowledge you can't get from, you know, going through, like, a diet. You
sure.
just eat whatever they tell you to eat, and then you're like, when you're done, you're like, okay, well, what am I supposed to go to next? And I think that's
cheeseburgers and fries, right?
Well, cheeseburgers and fries can work in moderation from time to time, healthy.
Yeah.
The turkey burgers are good.
There you go. That's probably a better choice, huh?
I like those choices better than the burger and the fries anywhere else. But I do agree where I think that that's something that kind of helps people with creating the long term. If the thing is, they just don't know. The knowledge of how foods are made today, they just don't know where to go to get that. And, you know, going into his book, I didn't have that knowledge before I went into it. And having that in front of me just as a reference guide, every time I had a question, what am I supposed to do to the next step, it was right there in front of me. If I read the chapter section by section as I went through the program, by the time I was through the program and had my weight down, I was able to kind of see what healthy eating looked like. And it was something very doable, very manageable, and was already being done, and I didn't know it because I was taking the proper steps through his book.
I mean, I kind of take a look at Dr. A's book and workbook, and the DVD is kind of like being one big jigsaw puzzle. And that, you know, at the very beginning, you really can't see the whole picture yet. But as you begin through each chapter, each lesson, each DVD, you're able to put kind of all the pieces together. And at the end of it, you've got this pretty amazing picture of what life can look like when you start really creating, you know, healthy habits of motion, healthy habits of sleep, learning how to eat right, and at the center of that, really staying connected to a coach. And I'm really excited that you've, you know, become a coach and started to help others. You know, in Dr. A's book, in fact, right on the front of the website, habitsofhealthtalk.com, we've got a link to the low glycemic shopping plan that Dr. A has in his book. And I would certainly encourage you to get Dr. A's book. This is not a program about selling books, but I can tell you it's pretty instrumental in making you fully understand that you actually have an opportunity to control your life. And so if you want to go to the website, you can order Dr. A's book, but right on there, click on that little blue star and look at all of the resources that are there regarding the low glycemic plan, really teaching us how to create better habits of health. I think it would be very, very beneficial for you to do that. Sherry, we've got a couple of minutes left, and I know you had something that you wanted to share with the listeners today that was really beneficial to you, that I want to make sure that we give you time to get that message out. So I think now is probably the best time for you to do that.
Well, thank you, Rush. I appreciate that. One thing is when I looked to take my journey, I wanted to organize my life around what matters most. And when I broke it down and we did a, you know, vision board for my family, you know, what did I want to live by for now and forever? And there was a couple of things that, you know, have to do with weight loss, your health, and some other things, but overall value to your family and what that looked like. So for me, you know, the value of weight loss meant that I could be more active with my family. The value to one's health just meant, you know what, I was able to reduce my weight-related medications. But the most important thing is the value of taking the complete comprehensive approach and looking at the habits of health to keep it off long-term, not just the short-term window, was priceless. And that's something you can't go back and take anything away from your family for doing that. So my priceless mission is take value in yourself and do it today.
What an amazing message, Sherry. I know it's always exciting to see you and have you share not only your mission, but Dr. A's mission in getting America healthy. And it really starts one day, one moment, one pound, one chapter, and staying connected to all of the resources that are there for you. You're certainly a real value to your clients, and I'm really excited to have you on the show. Thank you so much for being here today.
And, Russ, thank you for sharing your mission and getting the word out there the way you're doing it, too. I think that's phenomenal for people to hear stuff like this, so thank you.
Well, we're on a mission. Let's go get America healthy together. Before we take a break, let me tell you more about visiting the habitsofhealthtalk.com website. That's habitsofhealthtalk.com. You can send us an email at optimalhealth@hohtalk.com. And make sure, if you need to get connected with a health coach today, to visit us by phone after the show at 401-388-0778. You're listening to the Habits of Health Talk radio program on the Transformation Radio Network. We're going to take a short break, and when we return, we'll share more about creating a life of optimal health. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life. Join Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and you'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. For more information, visit habitsofhealthtalk.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Good afternoon, and we're back on the Habits of Health Talk radio program. You're listening to Russ McCann on the Habits of Health Talk radio program on the Transformation Radio Network. Dr. A is running around helping get America healthy. Hopefully he'll be back with us again next week. Make sure you tune in each and every Wednesday at 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 12 noon on the West Coast, for some really terrific radio, really centered around creating a longer, healthier life. Make sure that you visit our website. It is full of information at habitsofhealthtalk.com. You can reach us by email at optimalhealth@hohtalk.com and by phone after the show, 401-388-0778. Sherry really pointed out quite a few things in terms of this journey of creating optimal health using Dr. A's Habits of Health lifestyle system. And I can tell you that in the book, there's really such amazing step-by-step information to really help you live a healthier life. And it's really not about a diet. As we know, 85% of the people that go on a traditional diet gain their weight back within 2 years. And most of us that go on diets over and over and over again only do so to kind of, you know, lose weight temporarily, and we go back to some old habits. And Dr. A's book really talks a lot about that in the first few chapters that Sherry was talking about, the first seven to be exact, about the healthy mindset in terms of why we are the way we are, why we eat what we eat, the outside factors that really come into play. Certainly the restaurant industry doesn't help us. Our natural bodies designed to store energy in the way of fat. Our calorie dense foods that we eat in our day-to-day activity, certainly fast food, the industry that I come from, is really centered around providing meals that taste great, that make us want more, but really do very, very little to provide us with the nutrients that we need to keep our body going. And Dr. A really helps us understand that it's really not our fault. However, he really lays out a step-by-step, simple system for us to really put our life on a different path. And I'm so proud of Sherry and many of the coaches and many of the clients that I've dealt with over the last 3.5 years. I've helped almost 7,000 people change their orientation towards a healthier way of life. I'm so excited to be a part of this radio program to help you, the listener, make the decision, or give you enough information that you can make the decision that really starting down this road to creating health is really can be your current reality. You know, many of us take a look at where we are. And, you know, right on the front page of our website, there's a body mass index where it really takes a look at our height and our weight and identifies just how healthy or unhealthy we are. And I would encourage you to go take a look at that. There's always amazing information when you look at it. And I'll just give you an example. I am 5'2", kind of like Sherry, and I weighed 215 pounds when I started my journey with Dr. Anderson. And if you look at that body mass index chart, it really ends at 213 pounds for somebody that's 5'2". So I was literally off the chart. And as I began to incorporate 6 healthy meals a day and incorporate better habits of sleep and being more physically active in my day-to-day life and having lost, you know, 2 to 3, maybe even 4 pounds each week while I was on the program, I lost 75 pounds over an 18-week period of time. And I just was amazed at how simple and easy getting healthy could be. And Dr. Anderson in his book really, really made it simple. It starts with a decision to create optimal health in your life. And I asked you a question at the very beginning of the show, that if you could choose a life of optimal health, would you choose it? And of course, the answer is yes. And so the steps to move your life down this path are real simple. It starts by helping you reach a healthy weight by eating 6 small meals a day that are high in nutrient value, low in calorie, low in fat, and doing so in intervals of every 2 to 3 hours and making sure that we drink enough water and we get enough sleep. Our body will get into what we call a fat-burning state where we're going to lose up to 2 to 5 pounds a week. And all we need to do is follow the program that's been outlined in Dr. A's book to really move our life forward. The health coach can be a vital part of support and mentoring and really getting you tapped into many of the resources that are available to you at the Habits of Health Take Shape for Life system. So if you do not have a health coach today, I would encourage you to just get on the phone after the show. Give us a call at 401-388-0778, and we will connect you with a certified health coach. If you have a health coach and they've encouraged you to listen to this program today, please stay connected with your health coach because they can help you stay accountable to your word, help you celebrate those victories. And I know on those weeks when I lost 2 or 3 pounds, I was pretty darn excited, and it was neat to have a coach there to help me celebrate and really stay focused on the week ahead so that I continued down this path. So the first step is really helping you reach a healthy weight. Then it's about learning how to incorporate the habits of health for the rest of our life. And as Sherry indicated, you know, she was in corporate America, sleeping 3 to 4 hours a night, running from this meeting to the other, trying to hold down the fort at home. And it just becomes almost physically impossible for us to get enough sleep, get enough rest, and feed our body the nutrients that we need in such a busy lifestyle. And by incorporating 6 small meals a day, learning how to eat the right kinds of foods that are low glycemic, low fat, but nutrient rich, will really help us incorporate these habits of health and making sure that we get enough sleep. We become physically more active, you know, even just taking an extra flight of stairs around the office or, you know, instead of fighting somebody for that parking lot at the very front of the shopping center, go park out by the street and take a few extra steps and walk into the store, do your shopping, come back out, load your groceries in the car. And rather than just dumping that cart out in the middle of the parking lot, take a little extra walk, a little extra effort, and take the cart back up to the front of the store, put it very neatly in front of the store, thank the greeter for all of their help and support, and put in a few extra steps that helps you burn those few extra calories so that you can enjoy some of the more exciting things in life as it relates to food and beverage and really creating a life. You know, you don't have to sacrifice life and eat wheat germ and granola the rest of your life. It's really about a balance. And Dr. A's book and Learning the Habits of Health really helps you learn how to create that balance in your life. Beyond that, it's about optimizing your health for your age. And that's talking about becoming more physically fit. You know, as we get older, we lose muscle mass. Just naturally, our bodies begin to decay. And we can really prolong our life by incorporating more muscle-building activity. Once we've lost our weight, incorporated great habits, get into some muscle-building activity, walking more, riding a bike, maybe even doing some muscle toning. And at the end of the day, by following these 3 or 4 simple steps, you'll be able to create a longer, healthier life. And it's just that simple. I would encourage you, with the remaining few moments that we have today on the show, for you to visit the website and do some exploring. There's interesting articles. There's the health quiz. There's the body mass index chart. There's a health survey that you can click on and give us an idea of how healthy you are, and we'll use that as a guide to help evaluate what your starting point is and how we can help you get connected with a certified health coach. And make sure that you get plugged into Dr. A's Habits of Health Lifestyle System. On the very front of the webpage, there's a little orange box that talks about a longer, healthier life, and you can click on that link and download my notes from today's show. But make sure that you get Dr. A's book, The Habits of Health, The Longer, Healthier, Living a Longer, Healthier Life Workbook, and the DVD to help you learn the things that you need to learn. It's just really that simple. Get connecting to a coach and move your life forward by making the decision today. I want to thank my special guest, Sherry Stiles Riles, for sharing her personal story, her and John having lost 95 pounds over a short period of time and really making it their mission to create the habits of health, not only in their life, but in the life of their clients. I'd like to thank you, the listener, for tuning in. It's been a great show. Please join us again next Wednesday for more insight from Dr. Anderson. Remember, it's never a great day to start a diet, but today is a great day to create the habits of health in your life. Go out and make it a great day. Make that decision. Give us a call, and we'll put you on the path to a longer, healthier life. It's been my privilege. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson. For more information about Dr. Anderson, author of the best-selling book Dr. A's Habits of Health and How to Reach a Healthy Weight and Create Optimal Health for the Rest of Your Life, tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. Visit HabitsOfHealthTalk.com. That's HabitsOfHealthTalk.com.